Hi everyone.
Hi.
So I'm Sumo, I'm the Channel 9 team. This is Ruby. Hi. Say hi, Ruby.
Hi guys.
So in the stage of Build Microsoft Build 2017, I have with me Ruby. She's 13 years old. She's coming from Australia. Ruby, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi guys. My name is Ruby Kogan and I live in Australia. I have been surrounded by coding and developers and that industry my entire life. And so I think I'm kind of interested in it purely because it's always been around me.
So Ruby has been also doing videos. She's been telling me off the record that she also interviews other technical people. So do you want to tell us a little bit about this hobby you have of filming videos and editing and the kind of interviews that you do?
So I think people have told me that I'm very confident, and so I think...
Oh, you are.
So I've tried to play that to my advantage, and so I've always been interested in meeting people, and eventually I worked out that I can not just meet people, but I can, like, interview them. And so normally I'm the person that's interviewing them, and I've interviewed a whole bunch of cool people because, like, as a kid, people were like, oh, she's a kid, you know? And so I was able to get my hands on, like, awesome people. And Google Maps, I interviewed two of the inventors of Google Maps out of the four of them. And that was a lot of fun. So I've always been interested in it because I've always been in front of a camera. And so to be, like, in front of a camera wasn't freaky. And so I thought, let's just... do this.
Yeah.
So I used a program called Adobe Premiere, which is like, they don't use it for editing professional movies, but they use it for...
we use it at Channel
films.
9.
Yes.
Is it all the videos?
Yes. I think it covers all of the important stuff, more than the basics, but it doesn't have like cartoons or anything. And I don't need that. And you guys probably don't either. So
so you learned it by yourself? You downloaded it?
No, my sister, she taught me. Because she learned it from someone who my dad's company, he has video guys, because he's always thought videos are cool. And she thought that it was cool too. And so I started a blog before she did, but she did videos before I did. So, you know.
So you also have a blog and your YouTube channel?
I have a blog, I have a YouTube channel.
That's amazing.
Oh, thank
you. So what are the things that you are interested in?
Well, hobbies. I don't really know yet. Like, I do a lot of cooking, which is like totally irrelevant to this industry. But I like to bake, and it's kind of my creative side along with videos. Even though I am a maths person, like English is not my strong suit, but maths is like I just totally get maths. But coding is a little bit more hard, but I'm gonna get into it. Hobbies wise, I haven't found a particular one yet, other than maybe video editing.
That's amazing. So why are you interested in coding? You said you're interested in coding. You want to learn coding. Why?
I think it's the language of, not really the future, but our entire future will be based on probably technology. And so currently, coding is the center of technology. And so to learn that, I will be able to grow from there. And I don't want to be a developer or anything like that. That's too complicated.
It's a huge lie. It's not complicated.
Oh, well.
Especially that you're good at math, it's not complicated.
Okay, well, even if it isn't complicated, I guess I think that I don't want to be someone who kind of sits down and just does coding all day. I want to understand the basics so that I can work with it more, like expand my, like what I can do.
Okay. So talking about technology and coding and you want to understand this language like it's another language like Italian or Spanish or something, what are the kind of products that you like and you like dream about working on?
Well, I think the coolest product that I've seen, not a build today, just like the coolest product is the HoloLens. We got our hands on a HoloLens and oh, that was pretty cool. I have worked with IoT before, so IoT devices like Raspberry Pi. We worked with one of those, and so when I was in year six, I had this project about electricity. And so I put all these sensors on like a long thing that went in the air, and you would hit something and there would be a little cartridge that would fly up. And I had all these sensors connected to a Raspberry Pi, and I asked someone to help me basically write a little bit of code that turned on the lights up to that level.
Nice.
So it's pretty fun, yeah.
Nice. Did you know that this is called IoT?
Yes.
And it's amazing industry, that you've been like introduced to this.
Yes, I've been surrounded with it. And some of the stuff I was like, oh, you know, that's not interesting. But a lot of the stuff I was like, that's pretty cool.
Nice. What are the things that you want to learn or work on in the future? If you like can imagine the future. I feel like maybe old people are restricted in their heads, but you, as a 13 years old, how can you envision the future and what are the things that could interest you in working on?
What we're doing today, so artificial intelligence, that really interests me. I mean, it's like totally an invasion of privacy, but I think it's ultra cool. we have this, so in my house, my mom is very strict. When you walk in the house, your shoes come off. And so I feel like I could learn to write basic code and then use the artificial intelligence and they can recognize the person and then recognize whether their shoes come off. And then you can make like a graph of whose shoes come on and off during the week or the year. And then at the end, I know my mum, she never takes her shoes off. So my mum is just going to be at the top and my sister and my dad and I, we're just going to be laying low. You know, once a week we forget to take them off. Yeah, it's going to be pretty funny.
That's amazing. And I think you can even start building that right now, like with the sensors that you learn from Raspberry Pi, you learn some algorithm and then you have just to know who is this feet.
Yes. Face recognition. I've had an Xbox since I was like, when did they come out? I don't know. I've had them for forever. And when I was younger, I used to always think I would walk up and I would stand straight and it would recognize my face. I thought it was the coolest thing imaginable. And I was always worried that when I would play this Xbox game where you, it's like Xbox Adventure, and I was always worried that it would go on my sister's account. And so I would always check that it was my face that was being recognized.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And for face recognition, I think we have APIs at Microsoft. So APIs meaning a language that tells you that you can use for your own software. So you can program your own language and use this language that Microsoft built to do the face recognition. So you can definitely learn to code and use that right now.
Yes, that
so
would
you can
be
do that like
pretty
today.
Cool.
I'm very happy to have you, Ruby. Do you have anything you want to say to your friends? Here's, I think it's this camera.
My friends?
Your fans, your subscribers.
My what subscribers. Okay, well, guys, I'm going to start getting into coding. So might be a little while away, but I think I'm going to start doing some pretty cool stuff. I'm gonna do something towards that. All of my friends in Sydney, hello.
If there's any a girl like you out there and she's afraid to start coding, what will you tell her?
Well, we can do this together because I haven't started yet and clearly you haven't either. And so together we can learn to code, even if it is hard.
Thank you, Ruby. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
That was very cool.